Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
To Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 9:06 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to get in here with your hot take. Stop sending Lance and Dell in suits on their hot take show, okay? That's what people, undisputed hot takes, Lance. Dell's bigger than you, Lance. He looks stronger than you. Why did you make Dell the bigger guy? Because Shannon is, it's terrible. That is terrible. Why is Dell Shannon Sharp and you're Skip Bayless? Is that just because of the white thing?
Yeah, undisputed hot take.
You're a bigger guy, though. You would have fit.
When you're gone, we're undisputed hot take. That's what the show is.
Let's get PJ in here. Hey, PJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's say?
Thanks for taking my call. I know Lance is a Jap expert, and I'm 32 years old, but I haven't seen an Ohio State quarterback that has panned out every time they get drafted. I can't think of one. Maybe you got one. I don't. So I stay away from C.J. Stroud.
Mike Tomczak.
How long ago that was?
Long time ago.
I don't even remember him being even that good.
No, he wasn't that good. He started for a few years for the Bears.
Yeah, so we're talking about – no, it's – you always – try to avoid that kind of stereotyping of team players. Like Penn State running backs had that for a while. Remember that?
Yeah.
Penn State running backs.
Well, after Lydell Mitchell, which was and Franco Harris.
Curtis Ennis, and in the 80s and 90s. And so it was Penn State running backs for a while, and I remember it was for a little bit Texas offensive lineman, Leonard Davis, Mike Williams.
But Ohio State quarterback is real.
Right now they have – well, there's been three. There's been –
well,
Haskins.
Troy Smith.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that was Urban Meyer, I think, was there. Like, you have to do it. It's inside a system.
Well,
it
won the Heisman, though, and then he didn't pan out.
But I'm trying to make them all, like, are they all coming from the same system? But, okay, Troy Smith, but he was not drafted high. But Troy Smith, that's fine. Dwayne Haskins, God rest his soul, but he was a bust before that. I mean, he – won a long career in terms of his ability to prove himself.
You better watch it. Adam Schefter caught it for that.
I know. Justin, yeah. But we're just going, like, as a player, he wasn't very good.
Right.
Justin Fields so far has not proven.
But Justin Fields is.
He's running a ball well.
He's got a chance.
But he's got a chance. Yeah, that's why I'm a little hesitant, because you can say Haskins, you can say Cardale Jones, but Cardale got drafted in the fourth round.
Cardale was also the third stringer.
Yeah, so.
Well.
I That's why I think the Ohio State thing, we got to be a little careful with it. Cause
plus, yeah, the other two guys.
Dwayne Haskins was immature also, like from a football preparation standpoint. He passed away
before. The other
two
weren't pro-style quarterbacks either.
No, Haskins was.
No.
Who?
The guy that played for the Texans, Braxton.
Oh, no. And yeah, Braxton Miller was drafted as a wide receiver.
And the guy after him, JT.
Yeah, JT Barrett was undrafted.
Yeah.
Braxton Miller's drafted as a wide receiver, so I don't count
no,
them.
No, they weren't really quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't count them.
Not NFL quarterbacks. I
Cardale Jones was, if he had come out earlier, he would have been drafted earlier, but he was a fourth-round pick. And like you said, they were down to their third They were down to their Braxton was out, and then JT got hurt in a Michigan game, yeah. I think it was. And they went to Cardell, and Cardell helped win, but he didn't work out. But, you know, so when you really think of it, I think the jury's still out on Justin Fields. Haskins was a bust, but never had a chance to, you know, he passed away before he had a chance to see if he could make a comeback anywhere. You know what I mean? Just if he could mature and try to become a better quarterback. I think the jury's out right now on Ohio State quarterbacks. I don't think it's fair to – go ahead. I already know what this is about. Go ahead. Do you want to share what it's about? What are you laughing about, John? It's not Ohio State quarterbacks.
I'm laughing about Ohio State
quarterbacks. Okay.
Never mind. 713-780-3776. Justin is here. Justin.
What's going on, guys? No. Wanted to ask about a couple prospects that were at the Senior Bowl and see what you thought about them. Two edge guys, Isaiah McGuire and Foskey, the guy from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Wanted to see what you thought about them. Thanks.
McGuire I actually kind of like. He is like a day two, like a third round type guy for me. He's inconsistent, but he's powerful, man. Really powerful out of Missouri. And there's a lot of guys like him in this draft. It's a pretty good year for powerful traits-based defensive ends, which I think D'Amico Ryans is going to like. Isaiah Foskey is another guy who could be a Texan. He is a pass rush. He's pretty much a bull-rushing long-arm specialist. But he is a guy who is long. He's physical. He's explosive coming out of Notre Dame. He's a second-round type talent. He looks good in the uniform. Like he's a guy that looks the part for sure, and he's a guy that I think actually either one of those guys could be Texans considerations based on the defense. I assume I didn't pay as close of attention to Elijah McGuire at the combine, but Foskey I paid attention to, and he's got some ability to him also, and he played the run much better this year. So those are a couple of guys on day two that I think are I don't know if you're asking from a Texan standpoint, but I'm just going to tell you from a Texan standpoint, those are two guys I would consider. B.J. Ojulari, who you watch, John, at LSU,
mm-hmm.
is a guy that I think could be in Texans consideration early in the second round as a pass rusher if you don't get pass rusher in the first two picks, which in my mock that came out yesterday, I gave him Bryce Young too, and Jalen Hyatt, a Will Fuller / DeSean Jackson clone, who obviously Will Fuller is a bad word because of his injury, soft tissue injury, or, you know, the one time he had the knee injury against the Dolphins. But the fact is, when he was on the field, he was explosive. A lot of touchdowns per catch. He averaged a touchdown every 11 catch for his career, which is pretty good. And they were an explosive offense when he was out there. Jalen Hyatt is a vertical receiver who's going to get easy throws underneath because people will play off of him. He's not an intermediate route runner. He's not a great route runner. What he is incredibly fast. You have to back your safeties off the line of scrimmage, and that's going to help Damian Pierce. If you know that you have to worry about the speed, like you have to shade a safety over the top of Jalen Hyatt, or he'll beat whoever's one-on-one. He's too fast for anybody. And so if you have to shade a safety over the top, well, then you're probably not taking your other safety and putting them down in a box. So it would really help Damian Pierce in the running game. Just having Jalen Hyatt's speed on the field, it really helps the running game. I think, I don't like this receiving class. Like, I don't like Jackson Smith and Jigba. I think I like him fine. He's okay, but I don't think he's worth the hype he's getting. Jordan Addison to me is solid. He's a good late first, early second round pick who's more of a slot receiver at 175 pounds. And then you've got Quentin Johnston, who I was really hyped to watch him, and man, he just completely disappeared against Georgia. Like, they just battered him and had eight drops this year. Is not a very good route runner. Like, I came away giving him a grade just based on his traits, not on what the tape showed me. So he had some big games, there's no question, but a lot of times he was wide open in these. I was shocked at how there were busts or he was just running wide open. He's big and fast, so I think he goes in the first round. But I gave it to Jalen Hyatt. I took a lot of crap from people for having Jalen Hyatt that high because people haven't seen him in the first round mock drafts, but I think you're going to start seeing some things change when people who are actually spending time on tape start coming out with mock drafts. You're going to see some new names pop up in there, and the Brian Breeses of the world will start to fall out. And
says you.
Yeah, says me.
Says you. Okay.
But I always take my first mock, as always, well, no one has Drew Sanders there. Well, then you guys need to get up on Drew Sanders then.
What?
From Arkansas. I'm sorry you don't know who he is, but you better know who he is.
Get up on him.
He's 6 foot five. Well, had 13 and a half tackles for losses and 10 sacks his first year playing linebacker. He was a five-star recruited to Alabama and transferred. I mean, it's all, and he's a white edge rusher that Nick Saban recruited. He must be pretty good. Five-star from Denton,
ever
Texas.
Ever hear of a T.J. Watt?
Denton, Texas.
Okay.
That should be my comp. I made it Tremaine Edmonds.
Did you?
I was like, do you know what? I didn't realize me and Dell were talking. He's like, oh, you went, I said, yeah, I went cross-racial on my comps. I said, my editor's going to be so happy. Later that day, my editor goes, I said, oh, I'm going to send grade updates. He goes, you can just yell them through the wall. I'm right next to you. I could hear like half your radio show this morning. I'm like,
oh. Oops.
I wonder if you heard that half.
All right, at 916 ESPN 975 and 925-7378-0-3776. Louisiana's largest sports book is not even arguable. We were there yesterday. We were there at the Golden Nugget. I just hate to leave it. I do. I love everything about it. I love that at any point, I just walk right there. I'm playing poker. Walk right there. I'm in the sports book. Right there at the Blue Martini. Right there. 12 restaurants to choose from.
It is truly your.
It's my. Listen, when I die and go to heaven, I'm the Golden Nugget.
Is Wendy going to be with you?
Wendy will be with me. Yes, absolutely.
Will she
be
by the
pool? She'll be by the pool sipping on a margarita.
I know. Greg said, you need to bring your wife because we got to stay in the suite area one time. And it was like my wife said, fuck this tub. I said, I know. It's a great tub.
It's great. It's a great tub. It sits in the middle of the room.
March Madness, right?
Is that everything? March Madness. But it doesn't matter. Just go during how about Valentine's Day? Go take her to the Golden Nugget for Valentine's Day. Just a great place because you both will love it. Okay? You got beautiful hotel rooms. You got the casino. You got the pool. You got everything you could possibly want right there. I mean, there's no better place in the world for me than Lake Charles, the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, because it's only 2 hours down the road. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. We were back yesterday afternoon. Easy peasy. Look, you're looking for a great place to just a quick getaway and not have to fly all the way to Vegas. It's all right here. Plus, they got entertainment, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Tracy Lawrence, Casey Donahue, Three Dog Night, Sammy Kershaw, all of it. You're going to love it. Go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles, goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. Tell them you heard it right here.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 920 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. 713-780-3776. We've got another Lance who's on the line. I didn't know there were any other Lances in this city, but there is one. Lance, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to get y'all's opinion on something. Yesterday, y'all were interviewing that dude from Golden Nugget. He said that 80% of the people who go to his hotel are from Texas, which just was crazy to me. I saw an interview recently, too, with Matt about gambling, and he didn't seem like he was too hot on having it legalized in Texas. I know there's a lot of hoops to jump through to get it eventually going here in Texas, but, you know, what are y'all thoughts on that? And if it ever does come to Texas, would that just completely destroy the Louisiana gambling market?
Well, I think it would hurt it badly if there's a casino, but there's a big difference between legalized gambling and casinos. So I think that's why you'll see Tillman back legalized online gambling.
I don't know. It's funny. Did you see Mattress Mac? His thoughts?
Yeah, but what was Mattress Mac's thoughts?
Mattress Mac said no.
Why?
He said no because it definitely is a lot more difficult if you have to drive 2 hours to go make the bet. He said it's the temptation is too great when it's right at your fingertips. And listen,
Mattress Mac cannot be the guy to basically he's telling you, I don't want to see anyone get addicted to gambling. And he's doing videos of him wheelbarrowing money.
75
with
million.
A bunch of pitchers. Yeah, like that rings hollow to me for Mac to be talking about. It's just too much great of a temptation. And then promote the fact that he's making millions
on
this.
And this, by the way, this is a lot like NIL. Everybody can do it now. Right now. At their fingertips. It's not legal.
Yeah, you got to know somebody.
But you can do
Everyone
it.
Everyone can buy weed, but you got to know somebody.
You got to know. Well, no. You can go to MyBookie. We advertise it here. MyBookie.ag. You can do it right now
well,
online.
Well, it's because technically, no one's challenged them.
Right.
No one's challenged them because technically it's in a different country.
That's right.
Probably AG probably stands for Antigua.
That's right. Instead of the tax money going to us, the tax money's going to no one.
Right, right. So no one, I think, has challenged this. There was a group called World Sports Exchange, WSEX, believe it or not. I don't think it was and it was actually really cool. They were at the early stages, late 90s, of online gambling. They were very early stages, and it was like an HTML site. And there were a bunch of stockbrokers who moved offshore and started this, John. And you could buy, they would do games. So like during the Super Bowl, you could buy shares of the Patriots. It's like live betting. You could buy shares in a game of the Chiefs to win.
Didn't work out.
And then
yeah.
sell. Oh, no. They were doing really, really well. Here's the problem. They knew. They were told, if you come back into the country, we are going to arrest you. We are going to arrest you. And Jay Cohen was his name. And he went back into the country, and they arrested him. And because that site was up. They did that. But they also had – it was a regular sports book, too.
Right.
And they were actually – really successful for a while, but then they wanted to they basically said, I don't want to live here forever, so I'm going to go back and challenge the law. And I think he lost. I don't know. I'll have to look up, see what kind of time he did. But that's why you hear about these and you think, how is this legal? It's because it's the home base is Antigua. Now, if the home base was in Kentucky, that's interstate commerce. That's serious problems. If you do it locally, it's considered illegal, but it's as victimless as drinking. It's as victimless as gambling. Yes, can you get addicted to as smoking? Yeah, you can get addicted to gambling. I know people who are psychologically addicted to weed badly. I know people who have been – there's plenty of alcoholics who kill people in cars. Like this idea that you're fine with this, but the gambling, well, this is where it stops. And for Mattress Mac, who does all these million-dollar bets and shows it online, and he's in his Astro seat – cheering for the Astros winning 7 points, and then for him to tell, I don't want it here because it makes it too, it makes it too hard for you to gamble. That just rings hollow. Tillman Fertitta has too much business interest in Vegas and Louisiana. His casinos would get rocked if they opened a casino here, even if he owned it.
Yeah.
He would hurt his other ones. Now, online gambling or gambling with DraftKings, where he's got ownership of that, it doesn't change his, hey, you got to get away. You go to Louisiana, you just got a great hotel. We were just there. You want to hang out there for the weekend? Having a sports book is one thing. That would be here, he could make a bunch of money. Having table games is a different
totally.
Deal.
Totally. And they're talking about just online gambling.
That's it.
Not
He's
casinos.
Not even talking about a casino.
And online gambling, everybody is doing it everywhere. Yeah, but not
this,
only
but this makes
it's
it
illegal.
But it makes it tax. Our state is stupid for not doing
yes.
this. There's
we're
so
losing
much tax,
all these taxes.
So much tax so money much tax that money. We could have.
So much tax money. And I don't care. Well, Max said, I don't think it would be that much.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Okay, first of all, yes, it will. 16. Secondly, I don't care if it's $600. It's $600 more than we had before, and everybody's doing it anyway.
Did you see the amount is expected to be bet on this? $16
billion.
Billion.
Billion. Billy.
Mac, there's a ton of money. I want Mac is also partnered up with some of the different sports books, MGM, BetMGM and DraftKings. He's probably also, truth be told, probably is looking out for some of the
maybe.
Guys who have helped him out.
Yeah, maybe.
This doesn't make any sense that you wouldn't want the tax dollars here. You can't be a guy who bets millions multiple times and tapes it and tell people, I don't want you getting addicted.
Right.
Like, come on.
I mean,
you wouldn't be showing it.
He's the most notorious gambler ever.
Yeah, he is. He's now the most notorious gambler ever.
Never.
Yes.
And he doesn't want that for us, though.
That doesn't seem right, does it?
I don't know. It's 9:27.
I can't trust you to do the right thing.
9:27.
Listen, if this team wins it, you are going to get free furniture. You're betting. Just put a $3,000, $5,000 bet down.
Right.
You did.
But at least you might win both sides. You're hedging.
Maybe
but
Mac does.
That's what Mac does. He hedges.
Yeah.
Okay. But he also bets.
Would it be nice? Hey, whoa, Mac. What'd you just say?
your mama.
Listen, we're not taking personal shots at you, Mac.
I'm just saying
it doesn't make a lot of sense, Mac.
Your mama.
Doesn't make sense. What, Mac? My mama doesn't make sense.
You know what, Mac?
You know what you could do? Here's what Mac doesn't want you doing. Going and getting $5,000 worth of furniture bet and then hedging the other side for $2,500. Because then you're going to get furniture one way or another. If you get it, if it loses,
yeah.
If it loses, then you just got furniture for $2,500 because you won $2,500 the other side. That's what you should be doing.
Well, that's what you could do anyway. Regardless, right now you could.
There's a lot of people who don't have bookies and don't know how to find them.
If you're a gambler, you'd have.
Yeah, but you run in circles.
Yeah, no.
You run in circles of people who know gamblers.
Most everybody that wants to gamble can gamble right now.
I would guarantee you, there's a lot of people who wouldn't have the first idea of where to go, and somebody they can trust that's established that has been in the business for years and years.
I don't know.
There's a lot of shady ones. You run in a different crew,
right? Right.
They're older, more established. They know people with money. Like, that's a different deal. I would never even.
Everyone I've ever talked to knows. If you don't know how to get a bet down, then you just don't ever gamble. Please don't, because you're not smart enough to gamble. You're just not. Because anyone, anywhere, anytime can gamble right now. All right? 713-780-3776, 928 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. New website, ProDunk.com. That's where you're going to go if you want the basket. And I'm looking at all of the baskets right now. And you know what? You can mount it on the garage. You can roof mount it. You can have in-ground fixed height. You can have in-ground adjustable. You can have a portable goal that you can take with you. We had the in-ground adjustable. There's nothing better. Okay. The adjustable is what the kids want, Dad. So if you got little kids, every single picture that I'm looking at, little kids are dunking. Little kids are actually able to make baskets on the goal. It got adults that have lowered it so that they can dunk. Everybody wants a dunk. And the only way you can dunk is adjusting the basket because you just can't get up to it, okay? ProDunk.com is the place to go and get your dunk on, to get your basketball on, to get the best in the market, to get the tempered glass backboard, to get the best materials that you can possibly put in there. And then the accessories. I mean, it's unbelievable, all the different stuff. You want to light your basket, you want to make a court, you want to stencil your basket, do you want to stencil your court? Everything that you could possibly want, you've got at ProDunk.com. You're looking for a basket, there's only one place to go, ProDunk.com, that's ProDunk.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's great to be back here, guys. I'm not going to let you do this.
What?
I'm not going to let you do this. LeBron James passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time leading scorer. We hadn't talked about it for over an hour. That is a big deal. Whether you like LeBron or not, that's a huge deal. For a guy to play at this level, that he reaches that record and broke the record, that is a really, really big deal.
LeBron James.
Is it?
And LeBron, yes. Now, you being Silky James? No. What was the player hater of the year? He was Silky Johnson. I think he was Silky Johnson. Here is John, in case you missed it. Here is John in the first hour of the show was talking about LeBron James.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
That was John talking about LeBron James in the first segment.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said anybody that challenges one of his favorite players, he hates him. He hated because Walter Payton's record was being challenged by Eric Dickerson. He hated Eric Dickerson.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan.
He hated Kobe Bryant. He hates LeBron James.
I know. Now I know, too, why LeBron, why Raheel's favorite player was Kobe.
Why?
Phonies. Both phonies.
I don't think he's a big LeBron guy, actually.
Who?
Raheel.
Raheel's a huge Kobe guy.
Yeah, he's a huge Kobe guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's probably why he doesn't like LeBron. He's stepped in on Kobe's L.A. stuff. And actually, he came up in a time where he started to threaten Kobe's. You know, he passed, let's face it, he surpassed Kobe. Maybe not for some Lakers fans. His time
well,
in
for
LA,
Jeannie but- Buss. Now, when LeBron leaves after this year and goes to play with Bronny, or whenever he leaves, is she going to still have LeBron as one of the five greatest Lakers ever?
Yeah.
Why? He's
well,
not
because,
been.
Because
during his
because,
time.
Because they get a glom onto the greatest scorer of all time is a Laker, and number two is a Laker, and Kobe was a Laker, and Magic was a Laker.
As far as Laker stats goes, he's
doesn't
way
matter.
Down
as far
here.
As, his, as far as where his greatness in the game is, he's way at the top second. And I think she loves having that as with the Lakers, their history. I mean, her dad owned the Lakers for years and years and years.
Not even the
I think
best
she,
Laker.
I think she loves the fact that she can say Laker LeBron James, Laker Kareem, Laker Will Chamberlain. I mean, not a long time. Laker Jerry West, Laker. I mean, RJ's a Laker fan. They get to claim a lot of players, a lot of really all-time great players. The great Bob McAdoo, you know, the great Kurt Rambis. Virgin, A.C. Green, famously a virgin, the first NBA virgin player ever. Ever. The first NBA player ever to be a virgin. Now, there's Instagram models taking that from you when you're 19. You don't even get a chance to be a virgin anymore. You can't even you try. Even if you try to be a virgin, well, eventually
Russell Wilson
somebody's
was just
gonna,
a virgin before somebody's he got married,
right? He's not an NBA player. Somebody's going to twerk naked on you, and before you know it, oh, I didn't mean to lose my virginity. Well, you shouldn't have gone into this club with your teammates. You shouldn't have followed James Harden into this establishment if you didn't want to lose your virginity.
Hmm.
Okay, that's the thing. You know, A.C. Green did it the right way.
A.C. Green was the right. He was. He's.
Ironically, no, he was on a team with Magic Johnson,
no,
noted non-virgin.
You're dead on, though. As far as unbreakable records, A.C. Green.
A.C. Green's virgin.
Most time in the NBA being a virgin.
NBA virgin record will stand the test of time.
Oh, no. More. Which will be tougher to break, LeBron's scoring record or A.C. Green's
Hold on.
Virgin record?
Hold on. I got to see if he was married. What about Jimmer Fredette? Noted Mormon. Do you think he followed the rules?
I have no idea.
He could have gotten married. I mean, so many of these guys I ride up, like, already have kids. Now, some of them go on missions, so they're older, but it's not unusual for me to run into BYU or Utah players like, oh, he's married and has a kid. That's because they want to do things.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, okay. Hey. That's like people used to save themselves for marriage or whatnot.
Yeah.
They also used to get married way earlier.
You know who's saving himself for marriage? Gilbert.
I don't. Oh boy, I didn't see that one. You snuck that jab in on me.
Gilbert's here. Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Don't,
good.
Don't follow that, Lord.
Have you ever been married, no. Gilbert?
Never.
Okay.
Would you like to get married?
No, I don't like to get married.
You know, right. You don't like.
I'm too old to get married.
What if Jennifer Reina asked you to get married?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm married to Jennifer Reina.
Wow. That See, was quick.
He turned that in.
You just said you were too old to get married, and now you're going to get married?
Yeah. John?
What's
I'll
that?
I'll ask you a question.
Yeah.
My birthday is coming up February 24th.
So's
Can
mine.
Can you bring Jennifer Reina to my house, take a picture with her, and like the Christmas.
Well, how about this? If you bring her to my house to take a picture this Saturday, then I will bring her to your house on your birthday.
What do you mean, bring her to my house? I don't know where she live at.
You know, well, would you I don't like know to where, know where I don't know where she lives either.
Oh, so he's going to have to go to your house.
Well, he'd have to come to my house, right.
I may try to get Jennifer Reina now.
I can't drive. I can't drive.
Lance will pick you up, he
Listen.
Said.
If it's taking you to John's house, to where you know where John's house is, I may have to come.
I know where John's house is.
Well,
you do?
Lance is going to take you there.
Can you lift rugs?
You got to bring Jennifer Reina.
Are you strong enough to lift rugs yet?
Yeah, I can walk.
Okay. There we go. You said your legs weren't doing so well before, but they're doing better now?
You're getting a little better anyway.
All right, good, good.
Yeah, I don't want Jennifer Reyna at my house anyway. Gilbert, I don't know Jennifer Reyna. I can't bring her to your house. That's all I can tell you. I don't know
her. Why not?
I never met her.
It doesn't feel like you're really putting much effort into this.
I just don't know her. But Lance knows her. He's met her. He's talked to her.
I've got a picture of me and John with Jennifer Reyna from the 1560 days.
I don't have any picture with me and you and Jennifer Reyna.
Okay.
Okay. There's no chance that happened. Did she? Was she? No, she was on Raheel's show. That's when Raheel, she was on with Ken Hoffman.
We were
trying
to see if we could make her the new Cindy Garza.
Yeah. Right.
And it just didn't take.
It didn't happen.
Didn't take.
And then Raheel said all the ugly stuff about her. Yeah.
You can't do that, huh? You can't do that, Rod.
I don't know her, Gilbert. It would be impossible. I can't pick her up and say, hey, come to Gilbert's house. I don't even know her.
She was on your show one time, you know.
Well, hang on a second. Yes, she was on my show. And not only that, but John's wife is in television. Wendy's in television.
Yeah, but the other station, they don't
you
talk.
You can't call.
They're arch enemies.
No, they're not. You can call.
Yeah, they are.
You can always call and just see, you can always call and just say, hey, this is the president of ABC 13. Can we talk? Can I talk to the president of, where's she, Channel 2?
Who, Jennifer Reyna?
Jennifer Reyna.
Where is Jennifer
Reyna?
Channel
11.
Channel 11.
Can I talk to the president of Channel 11? Yeah, this is Gary speaking. Hey, it's Wendy. Can you do me a favor, and I need to speak to Jennifer Reyna. We need to get her to go to John Granato's house to take a picture. That can happen.
Yeah, that none of that is happening. Gilbert, we don't know. We don't know her. No more Jennifer Reyna. We don't know her. Okay? All right, buddy. No more Jennifer Reyna. We don't know her. We can't get her to your house.
You're losing
patience
now.
We can't do anything. Okay? No more Jennifer Reyna. You're just going to have
to. Hey, I'll ask you a question.
Okay, but not about Jennifer Reyna.
He just said, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl?
Who's going to win? The Chiefs. You told me the Chiefs are going to win.
Also, can you get Jennifer Reyna?
No. To his house to watch the Super Bowl. No, I can't. Can't get it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
What about the Astros this year?
Can't or won't?
What about the Astros?
What about the Astros?
What do you think about the Astros this year, Gilbert?
Well, I don't think they're going to make it. I think the Philadelphia Phillies are going to win this year anyway.
You do? You think the Phillies are going to win this year?
No, Eagles.
No, we said the Phillies, not the.
I know. I'm trying to help him out here. We're going Eagles.
No, Gilbert, stick to your guns. Stick to your Chiefs guns. All right, buddy. Good talking about Jennifer Reyna again. No more. That's all. All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm done with that. I'm done with Jennifer Reyna.
Because he's been the exact same call twice this week.
No, 40 times he's called with the same exact call.
But this time he's changed. It's a very specific call. Get Jennifer Reyna for my birthday.
That's the second one.
He probably did that last year.
Yeah, no, and he did it. He did it last week too.
No, you were gone last week.
Before that.
No, it was. Oh, yeah, it's probably been 3 times.
The week before that. My birthday's coming up.
It was also Monday.
My birthday's coming up.
It was also Monday.
I know.
It's been two. It's Wednesday, so on pace to do it Friday.
No, he's not. Immediately, no more Jennifer Reyna calls. That's it. All right? If anybody out there knows Jennifer Reyna wants to get her to Gilbert's house, please get that done for us, will you? That'd be great. 713-780-3776. Actually, we are going to have News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, we want you to take the day off of work and have a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, March 8th at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer going to receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. ESPN975.com. Let's go. Let's fill that thing up and let's have a good time. It's always a good time. I was with the CCA boys. One of the CCA boys, Taylor, tweeted us. And said, hey, am I the only one left at the Golden Nugget still gambling? Yes, Taylor, you're the only one left at the Golden Nugget still gambling. So we got that going on. Those boys are a lot of fun. Hey, sign up. Everybody who's ever played in the event has a good time. We always have a good time. We have a lot of libations. We have a great time. Want you to come and be a part of it. ESPN975.com. When we come back, News of the Weird comes your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, she was on our show.
Hold on a second. Apparently, we are supposed to be talking right now about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's our guys.
It's about time.
That's our guys.
We haven't talked about it in the last 2 days.
We haven't talked about it in the last...
But luckily, we haven't had plumbing issues the last 2 days.
Dude, I've had so many plumbing issues that I've never had in my life. I don't remember the last time before this that I've called a plumber. And all of a sudden, when it rains, it pours.
Yep.
And it's like that, too. You don't know when it's going to be unexpected for you. Well, make sure that you have this phone number in your phone, 281-488-6238, because it could happen at any time, or it could happen to one of your buddies. It could happen to somebody in your family, and they could say, hey, I've got a big plumbing issue, and you go right away, man, I know the people to call, because they're trustworthy, they've got integrity. I love Billy and the way that they go about things, and they're knowledgeable. When we had an issue, well, it was like, oh, my God, where's it coming from? For bing, 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 took out the floorboard, cut out the wall. There's your issue right there, leaking right there.
Yeah, I like the fact that they can diagnose. They did the same thing for me, but when I had the the line that was bellying, they had to cut the line underneath after they trenched and dug it up. And they said, look, if a lot of water comes out of here, that's a problem. That means that it's lined up. But if no water comes out of here, then we're actually good. We can make one change and we're good to go. They cut it. I watched all this water came out, and it let me know that the line was bellying and backing up to our disposal. So we had to have lines redone and regraded so that it wouldn't happen again. They came out, and I have two different sinks, and they were connected. And so we're having things from one sink come back up when we had the garbage disposal on. They said, oh, the reason's because your contractor the first time or whoever it was did not do two different lines out. It's a single line. So they ran two different lines. I mean, I don't care if it's a big problem or small problem. They're getting it done. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is awesome. And the price is right, too. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple of knuckleheads, if you ask me.
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question. Do you think teaching scientific theories should be illegal?
No.
Well, then you're not going to live in Montana, are you?
I've heard about this.
There's a bill that would ban the teaching of scientific theory.
You know who sponsors it are the Duttons.
No, I don't think they're real. I think that's kind of a...
The governor is sleeping with John Dutton.
That's different than something that's actually real.
That's how you know when I'm watching Yellowstone.
Yeah, he's watching.
Well, they can get things through legislation, though.
Oh, they can.
They get things done now. The Duttons.
Well, or they just say, we're going to veto that.
Is it sponsored by Jamie Dutton? Who's the sponsor of the bill?
No.
Casey Dutton?
It's not neither.
Beth Dutton?
No, neither of those two. Well, hey, did you hear about the unusual string of crimes? In the Dallas Zoo?
Monkey theft?
Monkey theft.
I saw that one.
The 24-year-old, you see him?
Yeah.
He says he'd do it again. I will do it again. I don't know if we can ever let him out of prison. Dude says, I'd do it again. I want to steal monkeys.
Why would he say that?
I have no idea.
You're literally like...
Why would you steal monkeys?
The lawyer's like, please stop talking.
Yeah. Why are you...
Please ask for a lawyer. I did it once and I'll do it again. I will steal a monkey. Is he trying to... Wait, is this a PETA guy? Or does he sell the monkeys? Or did you say he love monkeys?
He just loves monkeys, apparently. He's just in love with monkeys. A man from Hamburg, Germany. See, you're German, right?
That's where it started. Hamburger started there.
The hamburger started there. A man in Hamburg, Germany, no longer wants to be called Adolf. Unfortunately, they say he can't change his name. Nice. If you want to change your name from Lance, do you feel like you should be able to? Well, no.
Especially
apparently,
from Adolf.
Hitler's first name is not incriminated in Germany. Anyone who wants to change their name must be called Sasha or Owanuglu Bonme.
I wrote him up. He was a pass rusher out of Old
Dominion.
That's
different. That's a little bit different than this. Apparently, there are right now in the world 167 known Adolphs.
There's no chance.
Yes.
I've never run. The only one, Adolph Ocker, who was my PE coach in eighth grade, is the only Adolph I know.
Only five were born after 1945.
Only five
out of 167.
And there's been plenty of Benitos. Now it's more Latin American since, well, Benito Santiago.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe there's not a lot of Benitos.
I think the number of Benedicts have really decreased. You know, I don't think you want to be a Benedict.
But a lot of people don't. Kids don't even know who Benedict Arnold is anymore.
I don't think there's a lot of Fidels out there anymore.
Maybe not. Saddams? That's probably a normal name.
Yeah, that's kind of a normal name for them, I think.
Jeffries? After Dahmer?
Jeffrey, I don't know. Probably going to decrease, right?
I don't imagine.
I think Raheels are on the down, on the decrease too.
What about who's
Dells?
Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber, so Ted.
Yeah, but
I feel like Ted is just. There's just certain names are just going out.
But that's kind of a
family. They're not cool enough anymore.
Oh, here's a sad story, Lance. A dog got sick after eating a meth addict's poo. I got two.
Man, what a bad luck.
I got two questions
First
for
of all,
you.
That dirty-ass dog.
Well, what about the dirty-ass guy? Why is his poo available for the dog to eat?
Because a meth addict's going to crap outside.
Ugh.
You ever been to San Francisco?
Oh, my god!
Or anywhere they make drugs legal, like meth and heroin?
And then, hey, this is what a dog will eat. And your dog comes home and you...
No,
love
my
you.
Splits is not a filthy animal.
Splits
eats green beans and cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see Splits in the street eating meth poo.
Well, when I was out of town on vacation, he had to go to the hospital because he had pancreatitis because Snacks fed him so much beef tenderloin.
Snacks.
Yeah,
you
almost
killed
the
dog. Way to go.
You almost killed the dog. They said, oh, yeah, dogs can't have this. He was vomiting blood. And it wasn't even because of a home run by Albert Pujols. It's because he had too much. He had pancreatitis. Like, what are we doing here?
What dumbass.
You fed the, you almost killed the dog, you dummy. And that dog's rated higher in the power rankings than you are.
Apparently, Taliban fighters no longer want to stay in Kabul. Apparently, they've gone there to fight the Taliban, but they're bored and they're fed up with the traffic, so they're getting out.
Millennials. Gen Z Taliban.
What's the most inclusive?
Oh, I don't want to be. Oh, I'd hate to be. I'd hate to be, bothered with any of this. I'd hate to be inconvenienced. Being in the Taliban is being inconvenienced.
They ain't coming here to fight the Taliban with all this traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Can you imagine Austin?
No.
The Taliban
no,
there?
My God. No Taliban. No, we ain't fighting them. They can take it. They can have,
this
Austin.
This infrastructure's terrible.
You
They're
have
never going to be
Taliban.
Able to widen the roadways.
You can have Austin. Which country is the most inclusive for religious minorities?
It's actually probably the U.S.
Probably not. It's India. India. Is the most inclusive for different religious minorities.
Are there a lot of religious?
I doubt it. There's no problem.
I wouldn't even know.
Probably only a couple. I don't know. No. Apparently, you could go there.
We have every religion imaginable in this country.
Here's a new study out. Getting divorced gives you a boost in your work performance. Would you like to have a boost in your work performance?
Nope.
Nope.
Now do the part of how much it costs you.
Well, you got to work harder after you get divorced. That makes sense, doesn't it? And finally,
at the end of the story, it said, also, it was also found that it decreased bank accounts.
Here's the final one. Playing golf is even healthier than Nordic aerobic exercise.
Bullcrap.
Right here. It says it right here.
Who did
it is
that
a study,
who
a scientific study
by
that
who?
You cannot
the
recruit.
The golf lobby?
No, it's by the PGA Tour. That was a study done by the PGA Tour.
Well done. How do disc golf?
Paul, no, that's not in there. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I want to talk about, you know what's coming up here? Do you know what's coming up? That's right, Valentine's Day. It's going to be, actually, it's a week from yesterday. Hey, Valentine's Day, how about giving her something that you both, it's a present for both of you. How about giving her something that's like next to wearing nothing at all? Naturally nude pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sexy, sultry, Naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin, leaving nothing to the imagination. And with naturally nude pajamas, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today. Use code RADIO. And Pajamagram will include free Valentine's Day deluxe packaging, which includes red velvet gift bag, lotion, and eye mask. That's a $40 savings with code RADIO on a best-selling Valentine's Day total gift experience. Valentine's Day, Valentine's night, done right. And listen, they ran out last year, so you better hurry. Here's what you got to do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com. Use code RADIO in order to order your naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
ESPN 97.5.